This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're back and continuing 1984 in the homegrown history of Ohio rock and roll, with a band that was locally a big deal, and nationally, not so much. Pop Opera was initially a studio recording project comprised of Tommy Amato, Mike McGill, former Jonah Coslin and the Heroes alum Dennis Lewin, and future Kiss drummer Eric Singer. By the time their first piece of vinyl hit the shelves, their name had been changed to Boku. That record, a single, Still in My Heart, was welcomed by Cleveland Radio, this time WGCL, adding it to their playlist along with the six-song EP it was taken from. The first printing of Still in My Heart appeared on the Agora label. It was recorded upstairs from the club, although subsequent copies were found on the National Rock and Roll. Here's the first two singles, Still in My Heart and Somewhere Out in the Night, the latter ending their relationship with the rock and roll label.
Gatsby way and
problems with Rock and Roll, which was a subsidiary of CBS, Scotti Brothers, found Boku without a label, subsequently signing with MCA, which also fell through. The band ultimately landed with the indie label Amherst. And here's where the story becomes oh so familiar. Popular hometown band ends up on a small label unable to properly promote them. What is a good album is in the cutout bin before the cover is even dry. But that's not what happened. The first single, Sweet Rachel, charted. Its follow-up, Born and Raised on Rock and Roll, didn't chart at all. Now, how much influence Amherst had on the success of the former and the failure of the latter is unknown. But you have to believe that if an indie like Amherst can get an initial single into the charts, a major could have done better. And that same major almost certainly would have gotten the follow-up 7-inch in as well. Now the story is oh so familiar. From the Born and Raised on Rock and Roll LP, the first single, Sweet Rachel, and the title cut, along with sandwiched skillfully in between, a jingle for the Cleveland radio station WGCL, G98.
I was born here in the Midwest, where we coined the phrase that they still call rock and roll. Cause rainy old days and cold winter nights could never stop that beat in my soul. And every time they tell me that it's only
another cut from the LP was Jane, written about the legendary world's oldest teenager rock critic from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Jane Scott, an Ohio institution in her own right. Boku performed the song at her memorial service at the Rock Hall in 2011.
Sounds of the late great Balkan game. Babe,
The group disbanded in 1990, reuniting now and again. One of those get-togethers found them recording some new material in 2005, which was released on a very limited Then and Now CD in 2006. From that album, a now cut, Someone. The rest of this show is witness to my chronic condition of hopeless completist-itis. And that's the irrational urge to follow a band, its members, any and all of its incarnations from start to finish, through lineup changes, record labels, new artistic directions, or worst of all, greatest hits packages. Don't worry, I'll be fine. The common denominator of the next series of bands are two graduates of Sylvania High School in Toledo, Rob Fetters and Bob Nyswanger, and their Cincinnati band, The Raisins, releasing one single and one long player, the latter produced by Adrian Ballou, showing up on his Struggle Baby label. The Raisins scored a regional hit with Fear Is Never Boring. Little did they know at the time the number of albums they were about to beget. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Raisins didn't last long, just the one LP, forming in its ashes a new band. In addition to Fetters and Nyswanger, replacing the Raisins drummer Bam Powell with fellow Sylvania alum Chris Arducer and the aforementioned guitarist Adrian Ballou, the Bears were born. Allegedly named because their albums would have to be filed in the record store next to the Beatles, they released four studio LPs, one live album, and a handful of singles. From their 1987 first self-titled LP, Trust, and the last Bears album, Eureka, a Ballou composition, On.
Yeah. moving.
The Bears disbanded with Adrian returning to King Crimson, and Fetters, Nyswanger, and Arducer for a short period resurrecting the Raisins before deciding on the Psycho Dots. The Dots returned to Struggle Baby with four LPs. From the first self-titled affair, another reminder, and from the last Terminal Boulevard, the title cut.
just crossed my mind, but I forgot it right on time. It doesn't pay to know.
While Rob Fetter worked on his solo LP, Nyswanger and Arducer formed the Grave Blankets, adding six LPs and an EP to our record collections. From the 2000 album, Where It Hurts, the title cut.
I'm a liar and I'm a cheat, and I can't stand.
The band that started all of this, the Raisins, and the drummer that did not move on to the Bears, Cincy native Rick Powell. After graduating from Lebanon High School, he moved to Toledo, where he met the rest of the Raisins, drumming for their only release. A Cincinnati fixture playing with local bands Bucket, Tickled Pink, and the Bluebirds, along with his own band, Bam Powell and the Troublemakers. Releasing several albums. From his first, here's Home Sweet Home.
Well, if you're a rotten apple that's taking no robber's face, biting in the water for you, if you're a crazy spoon, you're gonna learn real soon. Ain't gonna be no pretty thing licking on you. You're sweet as a lemon rind. Why don't you know where you spending most of your time? Is home sweet home, staying out on home sweet.
right where you belong. You say the party is over and you didn't have a good time. While that pretty blonde head boy over in the corner stared at you for half of the night. Now you and him, you could have been tearing up the baby. You wouldn't even give him a smile. No, no, no. Can't get something sweet when you're looking real sour. Can't see straight ahead with your head up. Yeah. If you're a rotten apple, don't expect a no barber's face. Fighting in the water for you. If you're a greasy spoon, you're gonna learn real soon. Ain't gonna be no pretty thing licking on you. You're sweet as a lemon rind. Why don't you know where you be spending most of your time? Is that home sweet home? Stay at home sweet home. Right where you belong. Like a rabbit, you're too cool now, baby. Strictly out of habit. If you're rotten, I'm a put those big and old barber's face. Fighting in the water for you. If you're a breezy spoon, you're gonna learn real soon. Ain't gonna be no pretty thing licking on you. You're sweet as a lemon rind. Don't you know where you be spending most of your time? Is that home, sweet home? Staying at home, sweet home. Right where you belong.
As long as we're on the subject of solo albums, the three remaining Raisins slash Bears members, Rob Fetters, Bob Nieswanger, and Chris Arducer, all released records of their own, mostly employing each other as they did so. Starting with Rob and the first of his three LPs, Lefty Loose, Righty Tight, and the cut, I Don't Fit.
I don't fit in anywhere. It's not superficial, not my clothes and not my hair. And I act like it don't matter and pretend that I don't care. But I don't fit in.
wrapping up the material related to the Raisins and the show with cuts from Chris Arducer's Hapless LP and Bob Nyswanger's Deposition. Here's Drag It Out and Number One, respectively. But before we go, let's break down what exactly the Raisins started. Between the Raisins, the Bears, Psychodots, Grave Blankets, and solo LPs from all four of the original members, they directly begat 32 LPs, four singles, and two EPs. Pretty impressive for a minor regional band. See what being a completist gets you?
Do I have to drag it out of you? Why can't you just tell the truth? Do I have to drag it out of you? Well, we've been so long together. Should I have to guess whether you still want me? But do you still want me? Do I have to drag it out of you? Why can't you just give me proof? Do I have to drag it out?
There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, since you went out there off the machine or something.